property. I got under the house. I looked in the attic. I looked everywhere. Nobody buys land sight unseen unless you're buying swamp land. I mean, you know better than that. So that's just a lying excuse. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Well, a rich man who had 5 yoke of oxen was great wealth in those days. He wouldn't prove the oxen. He'd have a servant prove the oxen. So it's another lying excuse. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. A legal excuse. See, when you married back in those days, you were take a year off to console your wife, and you weren't to be a part of the military, and you didn't have any service obligations to the country at all. And so he brought a legal excuse. Well, he could have brought his wife with him, couldn't he? He could have come to the supper. And so again, it's another empty excuse. So that servant, Jesus, came and showed his Lord these things, and the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servants, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes and the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. Now that's what we try to do. The Main Street Church of Christ is dedicated to 2 things. Preaching the gospel to all the world and everybody, and feeding the poor. Every penny that comes in the door of that church is spent on that. That's what we do. Your singles, I want to thank Brother Patrick Worthy. Your singles went out and went to all the shelters and went to a shopping center there and invited people. We had a record turnout. We had 330 at church. We put out folding chairs in the back. We had standing room only and 25 kids. We served over 500 barbecue sandwiches. Some of y'all were there that Sunday, weren't you? Some of you were there. I know there's a sister right there holding her hand up. Here's a brother here. Thank you. Y'all saw with your own eyes the people and the gratefulness of the people and what is possible down there. You know, we're just getting the tip of the iceberg. We could do this every week if we had more help. But, you know, our congregation is just, it's all volunteers. Everybody there is volunteers. And volunteers can only do what they can do. And so we go out and we invite the poor and the maimed, the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. There's plenty of room in the kingdom of God. Listen, if you don't like me, you can go over on the other side, and I can go over on that side. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of room. Whether people get along or anything, there's plenty of room in heaven for everybody. Jesus said, my Father's house are many mansions. There's plenty of room up there for everybody. And so yet there's room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in. Now that word in the Greek, that compel, it means bend their arm up behind their back and twist their arm to get them to come in. Compel them to come in. It's important that these people be saved. Nothing is more important than souls, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. The poor Jews. We have a great prison ministry. Years and years and years ago, I was the chaplain of the Dallas County Jail for years. We taught and baptized 1,000 people a year, and every seed bears after its own kind. And we have a prison minister now. Eddie Frazier was trained at our church. And he works with James from your congregation. And they're baptizing anywhere. The lowest they've done is over 800, and the highest in the last few years is 1,500. And so I want to thank you all for being participants in this. The singles, Brother Harley Glover, and has been a great encouragement to me. Brother Ken Thompson comes and leads singing from your congregation. He's a great song leader. He leads singing on the 1st, the 3rd, and the 5th Sundays. And Ken has seen that we just about every week we're baptizing somebody.